This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, we didn't have a good day in college football yesterday, but we did get to see an interesting event in the FCS semifinals. College football coaches from across the country will be searching for the North Dakota State clock operator in the transfer portal because they can impact a football game. Yeah, if you didn't see it in the modern era, JMU lost 28 seconds of game clock without anyone catching it. Yeah, link in the show notes. But now let's move on to the new day. We're in the National Football League. We're going to play the Colts -2.5 over the Patriots. The Patriots are 9-4 straight up and against the spread. They won that famous game against Buffalo by 4 last time out, had a bye week last week. Meanwhile, the Colts are 7-6 straight up, 8-5 against the spread. They won by 31 at Houston last time out. They also had a bye week last week. So Indy has won 4 of 5. Their only loss was to Tampa by 7 in that stretch. The Patriots, meanwhile, they've won 7 straight and are a perfect 6-0 on the road this season. With a tough road game at Arizona next week, the Colts need this one bad to stay in the playoff mix. Can Belichick confuse Wentz into turnovers? I don't think so. I think this is the new and improved Carson Wentz, and he's going to shine tonight, aided by that good offensive line and a stud running back in Jonathan Taylor. I like the Colts -2.5 over the Patriots in the National Football League. Next up, let's go bowling. Yeah, it's bowl season in full force today, and it's a big card. So we're going to lead off with the Boca Raton Bowl, where we like Western Kentucky plus the 2.5 over App State. Western is 7-5, coming off an 8-point loss to UTSA. Prior to that, they had won 7 straight. Meanwhile, App State is 9-3 with 2 losses to Louisiana Lafayette and a 2-point loss to Miami this year. The Mountaineers have won 6 straight bowl games, but they are going to be without star receiver Corey Sutton today. So I'm going to take the Hilltoppers plus the 2.5 over App State. Next up, we go to the New Mexico Bowl, where we're going to play UTEP plus the 11.5 over Fresno State. So Fresno is 9-3, UTEP 7-5. UTEP started strong, but they finished losing 4 of 5. Everyone thinks the wheels came off the bus, but it was a tough schedule for them. The Miners were the underdog in each of those losses and played within a field goal to North Texas and FAU. Fresno quarterback Hainer entered the portal. He now withdrew his name and may play in this game. We really don't know. The coaching change at Fresno plus the QB drama. I'm going to take UTEP plus the points plus 11.5 over Fresno State. Next up, we go to the Independence Bowl, where it is BYU -6.5 over UAB. So UAB coach Bill Clark is undervalued. He's a tremendous coach. 8-4 team with 1-score losses to UTSA and Rice. But BYU went 5-0 versus the Pac-12, and they also beat Virginia this year. Oregon flirted with their head coach Kalani, but he elected to stay. They have no opt-outs for this game. BYU averaged 34 points per game, so they should be able to score today. Motivation is always key. UAB will be going all out, but I think BYU wants 11 wins in back-to-back seasons. So I'm going to lay the 6.5 with the Cougars of BYU over UAB. Next up, we go to the Lending Tree Bowl. It is Liberty -9.5 over Eastern Michigan. So Eastern Michigan has confused me all season. They lost 31-10 last time out versus Central Michigan. Liberty lost their last 3 of the season, but those were against Army, Louisiana Lafayette, and Ole Miss. Not an easy schedule. When they win, they've covered all but 1 this season. Eastern Michigan hasn't won a bowl game since 1987, so that will be a motivating factor. Hugh Freeze has won back-to-back bowl games at Liberty. I think Liberty bounces back to finish the season strong, so I'm going to take the Flames -9.5 over Eastern Michigan today. Next up, we go to the LA Bowl. It is Utah State +7 over Oregon State. So Utah State crushed the competition down the stretch. They beat a depleted San Diego State team by 33 to win the conference championship, and also had wins of 20, 22, 31, and 25 in conference. Oregon State had some nice wins over Utah, USC, and Washington, but this team also lost as the favorite to Colorado, Cal, and Washington State. Utah State coach Anderson was in the news yesterday. I think his team is going to have his back today, though. I like the Aggies, plus the 7 over Oregon State. Next up, we go to the New Orleans Bowl, where it is going to be Marshall, plus the 4 over Louisiana Lafayette. So mission accomplished. Louisiana Lafayette won the conference championship over App State. Billy Napier is now gone to Florida. Key players are out today. Marshall lost at App State by 1 earlier this season, so the teams do have a common opponent. But everything in this one just screams that the season is already over for the Raging Cajuns. So I'm going to take Marshall plus the 4 over Louisiana Lafayette. Next up, we go to the FCS playoffs, where the winner gets North Dakota State. We're going to take Montana State plus the 5.5 over South Dakota State today. Montana State upset the defending champs on the road last week and now get to host the semis. The Bobcats have lost 2 games this year, a 3-point loss at Wyoming and a 19-point loss at Montana. They do have a perfect record at home. South Dakota State has won back-to-back road playoff games, and they beat North Dakota State this year. Our guy Sam likes SDSU by 1. I'm okay with that, since it would still be a cover. So let's go Montana State plus the 5.5 over South Dakota State. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond, where we like Detroit minus the 1.5 over New Jersey at a plus 175. So the Red Wings are 10-3-2 at home. Last time out, they lost 5-3 at Carolina. The Devils, meanwhile, 3-7-2 on the road. Last time out, they lost 5-3 versus Vegas. The Devils have lost 4 straight, and they are 2-7-1 over the last 10. The Red Wings are 6-4 over the last 10. So I'm going to take the home team, minus the 1.5 at a plus 175. Next up, we go to the NBA, where we're going to play the Rockets and the Pistons under 218.5. So the sports line model gives this one a 70% chance to go under. Early tip times normally equal unders to me. So let's go under 218.5 between the Rockets and the Pistons. Next up, we go to college basketball, where we're going to lead off with our play of the day. It is Tennessee minus the 5.5 over Memphis. So this is an in-state battle at a neutral site in Nashville. Memphis is in a letdown spot after the big upset win over Alabama earlier this week. Tennessee has a ton of talent. They blitzed North Carolina by 17 earlier this year. So I like the Vols to cover today in Nashville minus the 5.5. Next up, it is Georgetown, plus 2 over TCU. So TCU is coming off nice back-to-back wins over Texas A&M and Utah, but this is road game number 1 for them. I like how Georgetown has looked these last 3 games, so I'm going to take Patrick Ewing and the Hoyas, plus the 2 over TCU. Next up, we're going to play High Point, plus or minus 4.5 over UNC Wilmington. So Tubby Smith can still coach. I think his High Point team will make some noise in conference this season. Wilmington has lost 3 straight, and I think the Panthers will extend that to 4 today. I like High Point minus the 4.5 over Wilmington. Next up, we go to Indiana, where the Hoosiers are laying 4 against Notre Dame. So Notre Dame upset Kentucky, or this line would probably be around 8. Indiana lost by 5 at Wisconsin, but we all know they had a 21-point lead. This is a solid IU team. And Assembly Hall will be a madhouse today. I like the Hoosiers to blow the doors off in this one. Indiana minus 4 over Notre Dame. Next up, it is Western Kentucky plus 2.5 over Louisville. I hate betting against Chris Mack, but you guessed it. It's the little school hosting the big school. And this little school is a solid club coming off a 23-point win over Ole Miss. Louisville will be just fine in the end, but I'm going to take the Hilltoppers at home today, plus the 2.5 over Louisville. Next up on the card, it is UAB minus 2.5 over West Virginia. So once again, small school hosting the big school. UAB has the big win at St. Louis this year. Meanwhile, Bob Huggins and the Mountaineers have looked good. with wins over Clemson, UConn, and Pittsburgh. But today, it is the little school going to bite the big one. Give me the Blazers, -2.5 at home. Then your final game on the card today is St. Louis, +6 over Auburn. So three straight mid-majors hosting Power 5 schools. Bruce Pearl has Auburn clicking, 6 straight wins. Only loss was an OT to UConn. St. Louis has lost to Memphis, UAB, and Belmont this season, but they do have wins over Boston College and at Boise State. St. Louis is not only a great baseball town, but they love their Billiken basketball, so I'm going to take the little school today, +6 over Auburn. So let's recap your card for this Saturday. It is a big card in the National Football League. We like the Colts, -2.5 over the Patriots. In college football, we like Western Kentucky, +2.5 over App State. We like UTEP, +11.5 over Fresno State. We like BYU, -6.5 over UAB. We're on Liberty, -9.5 over Eastern Michigan. We're on Utah State, +7 over Oregon State. We're on Marshall, +4 over Louisiana. In FCS college football playoffs, we're on Montana State, +5.5 over South Dakota State. On the frozen pond, we like Detroit, -1.5 over New Jersey at a +175. In the NBA, we like the Rockets and the Pistons to go under 218.5. College basketball, your play of the day, Tennessee, -5.5 over Memphis. We also like Georgetown, +2 against TCU. We're on High Point, -4.5 over UNC Wilmington. We like Indiana, -4 over Notre Dame. We like Western Kentucky, +2.5 over Louisville. We like UAB, -2.5 over West Virginia. And we're on St. Louis, +6 over Auburn. So that's your card for a Saturday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.